will do the actual Guru Yoga meditation related to Mama Tso. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, Lotus and Moon Disc, the perfect Pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teaching. Your holy mind understands full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns, and the Savior's extensive deeds I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. So please turn the page to the bottom of page 26, or page 13 in the book. And let's say the five line, or the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times, and then we'll do the 21st one together.
Page 34
in the silver book, page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my life, to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now, if we take out the white prayer book and to the back of the first base sheet, we'll do the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma right below that. Sa ji per ki shu shi me to ta
time on Tibetan Lhasa? Yeah, very good, huh? It's very nice to see so many Tibetan people at the same time, yeah. So Tibetan people, they have wonderful time. So they really, you know, like, particularly the students from the Guildford College, but she's kind of homesick, you know, so no Tibetan there, so parents is in Tibet, you know, her parents is in Tibet. She came to India, studied there, so then somehow she got into Guildford College. There's zero Tibetan, there's no Tibetan student at all. She was really homesick. So so she was really, really happy. So so they all stayed at my house, all the students. The 12 people, they stayed in my house. Lot of opportunity to practice patience. Because they are practicing music all night, all day. The guitar, the flute, constantly. So, a lot of opportunity to practice patience on the first day of New Year, testing your patience with the music. So they had very good time. So anyway, so wonderful. So how's the Tibetan cookie? Did you try Tibetan cookies? Huh? Yeah. These are only in your New Year they make, no? They don't make that. They only make New Year and also, you know, when there's a wedding ceremony, so they make, you know, the white rice. So that's what they eat. So one is missing, that's Chang, Tibetan homemade beer. that one is missing on New Year's Day. So that's probably good things to miss. So that also Tibetan beer, that's made out of rice. Rice. So that beer, so that's the only time the kid can get some beer. You know, that's once a year, the first day of New Year. So the parents, you know, they prepare that Tibetan homemade beer with butter, you know, so sugar. It's kind of sweet, but you get tiny bit. You know. So when I was a young boy, probably 4 or 5, I'm not really remember. I'm the first child from my family. So new second day of New Year, then you go to the temple, you know, to all the family from the village. They come to the temple, so they celebrate New Year's, you know, as like what we did, the offerings. So you need to bring the samba, so that you know, mix with the butter, little bit of sugar. So of course, then one bottle of this size, one bottle of Tibetan beer, the homemade chang. It looks white. It looks like here, like kind of a milkshake. You know, it looks like a milkshake, but it's made of rice. Quite thick and strong, sweet. So I'm carrying that offering sampa, and because they put into very nice brocade made of silk. So you're kind of excited to carry that. That's the only time you can carry. So the rest of the year is not used to it, it's just put it there. So one, there's two pockets. One, you put it there like there. One pocket goes beyond, one pocket here. So one pocket you put sampa to make offerings. One pocket you put kapa and the beer, Tibetan beer. So when, then you know, you meet all the people from the village, then you talk to them, you know, so to see, greet New Year, say Tashi Dele, all of that, you know. So then after that, there's like ceremony, there's offering ceremony. So they couldn't find me. They couldn't find me because they need this sampa and beer. They couldn't find me. Turns out that I barely remember. Beyond the temple, there's like grass. I'm just laying down there. I drink all the beer, you know, sweet. And sampa is all over my place, you know, then hop in, hop out, everywhere there. That's first and last in my life that I taste beer. 6 years, I think barely, probably 5. So then after that, no beer at all, no beer. So I barely remember that I was throwing up. That's all I remember. I don't remember the rest. And then later on when they explained, sampa and mixed with the beer everywhere. It's like, you know, put in all the brand new clothes, it's all messed. So then after 2 years, I came to monastery when I was 7. So then from there, no beer. I came to the place, there's no beer. No beer? No beer at all. So, anyways. last 3 years, whole in Tibetan community, they are not celebrating Losar because so many are, you know, people, they took their life back in Tibet for, you know, yeah, so most of you know, so because of that, exile government asked people not to celebrate Losar. So this year, every Tibetan people are celebrating Losar. His Holiness the Dalai Lama is in Minnesota, so he's celebrating Losar there with like probably 6,000-7,000 Tibetan people there. And how's the butter tea test? Butter tea? Anybody test butter tea? Good? Yeah. So, Magnus from here, when he went with me to India, Tibetan people was out of polite, you know, so they really kind of push you, you know, so they say, you drink one, they say, one more, they say, then one more, they really, particularly people from Central Tibet, you know, when you go to their home, they really, sometimes, you know, like, even the Tibetan people has also problems, so you need to say no. If you say, okay, I can probably handle one more bowl, then that's all I can handle, then you start to say no. Because you're eating one more bowl anyway. So then, you know, you say, okay, you can say, I can handle one more bowl, then I'm not more. Then you have to say no. So in Gisambo, Kamba region, you know, it's more like Texas, like version of Tibet. So there, in that way, when you go there, if you say no, they will take that very seriously as a no. So then there's a problem when the people from Central Tibet, when they go to Eastern Tibet, so they are so used to say no, and people pushing. So when they go there, they say no, that's it. culture misunderstanding. So Mike Nix went with me to India from here. He's from North Carolina. Went to meet India. So we went to some Tibetan families. So they, of course, the first thing they offer you is not iced tea. It's not like coffee. It's butter tea. So he tried a little bit and he got sick. So he's all confused. I think he says, they say tea tastes like soup. Yeah, I say it is like, you know, the butter tea. There's black tea, milk, salt, butter, all shaked together. So you need that to keep your body warm. In Tibet, it's very cold, you know, like very high. So anyway, so then I think this New Year, there's butter tea. Somebody made butter tea there. Oh no, okay. Oh yeah, and so where we stop, we are now.
We're on the causally concordant effects. Mm. We did fruitional effects.
Mm.
That's on page 236 in our book.
Mm.
So it'd be about 182 in the Tibetan text.
Okay. So cause. So now we are here to study the result of the karma. So result of karma, okay. So when you look at the, what you call the realm that we live here, now it's called desire realm. When you look at the desire realm, there are many, many different, you know, beings, human beings, then, you know, there's called animals, so then there's like I'm not sure what you call that in English, like when you say spirit, what is that? When you say spirit, what it means, spirit?
Like a ghost.
Huh?
Like a ghost.
What kind of ghost?
Someone who's died, but their spirit is still here.
No, that's how they broadly understood in this country. When they say spirit, they mean somebody die. What do you think? Something that doesn't have body. So then you think that's a ghost. Ghost? So anyway, you know, there's a spirit. When you talk of a spirit, you know, within the spirit, there's many different types of spirit. It's not always ghost. You know, there's many different types of spirit. What you call invisible. So they are like, as our human eye cannot because they perceive, because they're because of that body, their like subtleness of their body. Or yeah, there's the within the spirit realms. There are many different types of spirit. So then probably hungry ghost, you know, falls into that category, and the pardo intermediate state. There's many different types. In Tibetan, say jabo means when you literally translate, that's called landlord. So not the landlord we pay rent. There's a different kinds of, you know, landlord means there's some beings they rule certain areas. And once in a while, people see them, you know, people see, not all the people, sometimes people see them as a different form. You know, they see, there's many different types of spirit. So this all has, you know, these are all result of their, these are created by their own karma, created by their own world, you know, the world they live in, you know, spirit world. So they're created by their own karma, okay? So that's the best part where to explain the result, the namidibu, the first result, namidibu. But you never hear a story here in America or Europe, but a lot of stories in Asia, particularly in Tibet, you know? So, I say, called landlord. So probably Kinsley, my teacher, probably has a lot of stories to tell, you know. So he probably, you know, when he was in Tibet, I've never been to Tibet. So yeah, probably don't need to probably say, because it's probably not going to make sense to you if I tell the stories. Anyway, my point is, like, spirit doesn't mean ghost, you know. So the ghost is not exactly the way where they project in the Hollywood movies. No, so and they are under a lot of fear. No, the ghost, they are under a lot of fear. No, so they are so and the old image that probably in the movie they shows probably projected, that's exactly people who encounter ghosts, that's exactly how they project, their mind project the image. That's probably exactly what the Hollywood movie making, that's exactly what they're doing. But you know, not like every human who encounters ghosts is not like, you know, that kind of image, you know. Anyway, so they are very, very, their whole world is very depressed, very, very much depressed, very depressed, you know, very sad, very unfortunate. So these are all results of, you know, their own karma, okay? So now there's a second one,
The causally concordant effects, like what happens when you...
means experiencing resolve, or experiencing result, Jyutu means similar to cause. Okay, Jyu is cause. Tu means similar. The result is similar to the cause. So there's two. Maybe Lama Tsongkhwa mentioned here. So anyway, maybe it will come later. So anyway, there's two different types of results. Jyutu result similar to cause. So within that, there's two different types. One is like nyowa jinji. Okay, excuse me. So I need to drink some water. This is very I think important to know, important to understand. This is important to understand, but may help to answer some of the questions that you may have from the karma point of view, not scientific point of view, but karma point of view. There are some of the experience that you have in your life, or maybe experience related to someone else. From the karma point of view, may could answer those questions. Duty result like cause. Duty, okay? Duty debo means cause. Cause, the result. Debo is cause. Sorry. Devu is result. Result is devu, cause due. Two means similar. So within that, there's two. Nyoa junju means experiencing result, same as cause, same like cause. Or doing it, repeating that as a cause. For example, lying, not lying. So that means lying continuously. That's a result of lying. Okay? Make sense? Yeah. If you lie, so then produce that there's a result. The one result, then you keep lying. Chapajunti, then means no, that's one kind. Another experiencing lying means okay, your friend or maybe your whatever, somebody keep lying to you. No, so that's another, that's like experiences. So that you experience whatever the downside, so when somebody lies to you, we are not happy, right? Whatever that pain or unhappiness that you experience by somebody lying to you, so that's like experiencing a result similar to the cause. Then doing a result, doing lying similar to the cause. Okay, that's just an example. So then based on that, probably one way to look at it from the karma point of view, so when somebody lied to you, instead of getting angry, you can look at this whole situation from a different angle. From a karma point of view, if you look at it from a karma point of view, more likely you'll not get angry. So that means, that whole incident is learning something. So then because of that, looking at the situation from the karma point of view, more likely that you will stop lying. Because you are scared. some word people they suggest is like not good to say the word. So that sorry. unfortunately, I kind of like this saying, so unfortunately, so like, he can scare the hell out of me. So, when I first heard this, I couldn't stop laughing. Because, last year, when there's a marathon in Boston, the bomb happens, people are interviewing different people, so I'm watching the news, and one person that said the word. So I'm listening very carefully. So I couldn't put all the sentences together. Then later on, I asked a couple of sentence members, so they then correct me. It's the correct way to say. So but also that also helps, anyway. So then, because of that, because of looking at the karma point of view, then you get you get kind of scared, okay? So this means learning a lesson. Not because, Lamrim book says, not because I believe in religion. So they don't look at it from that side, because I'm a religious person, that's why I shouldn't lie. It's not like, it's all about your own happiness, If you think, my life is just this, like missions, it's like this, it's break, and then game's over. Nothing much to worry, why you worry about karma. If something goes on, then that's based on cause and conditions. So then you are responsible for your next life. We don't need to go to psychic or fortune teller to tell us where we're born. So it's something that you can do now, So you can do now. Because you are on, you are omniscient of your mind. You are omni, how is omniscient? How is you know everything in your mind, what's happening in your mind. You are the one who knows all of them than anybody else. People can only see, you know, mind has no shape, no color. They can see, unless you can read someone's mind. You know? So that probably requires quite an effort to do that. Anyway, so the whole point is here, looking at, you know, from the karma point of view, you know, every difficult situation, looking from kind of karma point of view. Okay? Jujuyo Jebu. So now, Jujuyo Jebu ni, Nyendo ni Mijie Jebu Rinpata Setu Wata Nongjo Je Pongpata Chuma Masuba Juwa Tangji Kuwa Ma Wata. When you study karma, it really helps you to look at the situation from a different point of view. You have different perspective about the situation. So here probably, you know, you sometimes you hear, you know, people say, could be worse, you know. So that's like a little bit related to karma teaching, could be worse, you know. I'm great and I'm alive. You know, that means, you know, some accident happened that you are not dead, but, you know, you are, how is it? And here also there's another thing, the silver line, how is it?
See the silver lining.
Huh?
Yeah, see the silver lining.
Where? Oh. Every cloud has silver lining. Every situation is like cloud, no? Silver lining. That means looking from the karma point of view, that's what it means. So when you say every cloud has silver lining, that means that cloud refers to difficult situation. So that's exactly when looking at the, you know, the cloud. If you look at the cloud from the karma point of view, probably there will be silver lining. That's exactly. That's why those saying helps to explain a little bit, you know. So, you have to have some understanding. Otherwise, you don't see every cloud as silver lining. You know, that requires some understanding, right? Otherwise, you know, is it easy to see every cloud silver lining? But we say it very easily, yeah. But it's not easy to see, no. That requires some understanding than just than mere faith, mere belief. It needs some understanding. Nyendo ni mije rimbata setu wata longje jipo wata chuma masumba juwa taje kuwa ma kuwa ma wata zawa ta ya wata hitu miwa dati wata shenji tsik minyem pata angche. In Buddhism, it's, you know, like here in the country where the science is very much developed, like Europe, America, science is very much developed. So those countries, I think it's a little bit difficult to, I say, understand karma teachings. You know? So I think it will be beneficial, you know, if you think about that, okay? Then, Kura Mahajan, Zawada, Yawada, Yidu Miyuan, Dachubada, Shenji, Tsik Minyabada, Chagdang, Mosum, Shecha, Oje. Dembabi, Liwudan, Sajubi, Dolin, Reel, Dimunyi, Sungse. So now the Lama Tsoka quoting some sutras. Kalde Miyujana, Tsetunga, Nemawa, Longju Shenda, Tumuwada, Yokoro, Misumba, Yidindu Miyuan, Chumada, Dachubada. So now here, like, before you become interested in Lamrim teachings, so if something goes wrong in your life, so what do you do? Well, what do you do? Everybody do something. So that's not a question. how to look at the situation. Now this life is about 100 years, no? If something goes on, it's not just one, probably there will be, it goes on and on and on. No, it's not just one, then it's end, you know. So that logically doesn't make sense. Why you just go on one, then all of a sudden stop. That means from Buddhist point of view, stop means now, then you are enlightened. or you liberate it. Unless, you know. So then, like, so much emphasis is put into, you know, like, regarding to, but it's okay, you know, if you are practicing Buddha Dharma just to benefit this life, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's also, it's okay, too. Tene kalde mechene tsetna ne ma da longje chung longje shen da tumu wa da yokor misu ma mi den de mi wa chuma da jada se ba da all the problem that no is here explaining as a having a short life in this life, even though you born as a human, that short life and there's a lot of problems, but there's not enough. So American, you are not, you know, like I say, longju jipum, longju is like possessions. Pong means as you were born in some country, there's no possessions. You know, like none of the other country on this planet has grocery store like America. You know, when you go to Europe, even Europe, there's no stores, very small, you know. Only 9 o'clock, after 9 o'clock, everything shut down. Here, 24 hours. It's open something, there's no small, it's like big as a football ground, like Walmart, you know, they have registered some of them, open 24 hours. When you go to other country, there's no, first of all, there's no grocery like that. Not many choice, you know. So you are not like a longjuga pomba, you know, being born in the country, there's not, you know, the food is not easily accessible. Then, having a difficulty with, you know, like wife and the husband, all of that, you know, all this, you know, kuama, the people criticizing you all the time, people criticizing all the time, you know, not like having unsuccessful relationship with your friends, and all of that, then keep hearing unpleasant words all the time, not just one, all the time, whether it's from your kids, your parents, your friends, your teacher, whoever it is, you know, all the time. Then, you know, not just that, then, you know, like having a very strong anger, very strong form of attachments, all of that. So that, this, you know, result applies to all the realms. In desire realm, the realm that where we live is called desire realms. So now in America, it makes a little bit sense. When you go to the supermarket, there's different types of realms. There's chocolate realms, there's like cheap realms, there's like butter realms, there's like milk realms, there's all, you know, when you go there, like, there's, you know, chocolate or chocolate realm, true chocolate. So that's the more dangerous one, cookies, chocolate. So that's what we call desire realms, the realm that we live in called desire realms. So that means desire is the one is causing huge problem, the desire. Not much, you know, anger all the time. You know, anger, people don't get angry all the time, but we do get angry, but no, desire is there all the time. No, desire for visual form, desire for sound, desire for smell. Smell. Then desire for taste, desire for tactile cloth, things like that. So five objects of desire is like this, five objects. This is all the problem. So this is like having a lot of desires, but there's not enough contentment or satisfactions, but not a lot of desire. So I read one of the Kadama Master books. Even some questions also been raised by the senior members. Senior means like people who've been Kadamas in a long time. It says one of the Kadamas, if you want all the happiness, if you want all the happiness, the Kama says, Kaldet Deva Kundu, Deva means happiness. If you want all the happiness, Kaldet Deva Kundu, Deva Tamji Yosubas, abandon all the desire, then you achieve all the happiness. If you abandon all the desire, then you will achieve the best form of happiness. Something to think about, even though right now we are not in the position to abandon all the desire, but at least what we can do, minimize. If you find out, now you need to use your own wisdom to analyze. So this is the kind of things to worth to research, analyze. Based on your own experience, how much suffering that I go through caused by desire, how many of them caused by desire. It's not like desire to getting something or not wanting to do something and wanting to do something, not wanting to do something, two types of desire, right? So then, whenever there's interruptions happens between those two desires, so that's the kind of like the immediately say that's the fuel for anger. Any interruption that happens, so then there's fuel, so then you know then anger takes over. So then you completely destroy it yourself. Self, jum means completely destroy it yourself. So kalte deva kun deva 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 deva. So they were to produce. So what they are not saying is, oh, what they are not saying is, oh, you are going to experience some kind of pleasure or happiness through desire. They are not saying that you are not going to achieve any like pleasure or, how I say, fun, whatever you call, through desire. They are not saying that. No, it is like how I say. What Nagarjuna says, you know, like when you scratch the scab, it feels good, right? You know, especially somewhere there where you cannot reach, when it itch, you desperately want to scratch. So in here you have all kind of tools, you know, you can get made like hand. Monastery, we don't have any tools. What do? We just, how you say, pull up your shirt and go to the wall. And monastery wall is not like here. This is like almost like skin, very smooth. This is useless. When it's come down, itching in your back, this becomes useless. You know, so in my house wall we can use. In monastery, perfect. It's very useful. You go there, you just scratch. It's all cement. It's very rough. Then you know it's kind of temporarily kind of satisfy your desire. If you over scratch, next day you'll enjoy unhappiness. Ember too, not deva. This ember took, ember means no scab, took means scratch. It feels good. But not having a scab is better. Teshin sim likewise, this Nagarjuna said likewise, Teshin jigde. They means in the world, someone who has desire, yeah, there will be some kind of pleasures, you know, fun, whatever you call. But not having a desire is better. So we do what we can do. So, you know, so, yeah, we can, like, yeah, that's like Milarepa who practiced Dharma, so we can, we are inspired by Milarepa, but in, you know, when you look at your situations, you can exactly do the practice like Milarepa. We have to be practical. We can just pretend. You can. So we do what we can. If that statement is true, so my point is explaining that to you, you know, then you have some field to analyze if that's true. You know?
And
So then it's also important to analyze the desire itself. Is it suffering or is happiness is what it is desire? See, the kindred doing desire to wanting to be happy. If that very desire is suffering or what it is, according to Kadama Master, that desire itself is suffering. That's what they say. Something to think about, okay? And it says this life. It doesn't say all your life. It says this life. So I think there's some questions been raised. So this life, desire for happiness for this life, that very desire, what it is. What it is? Am I making any sense? What it is. No, so it needs to do surgery. means here, now you can, sometimes you hear people say whatever, especially young people, they say whatever. what that indicates when they say whatever. So is it good or is it bad when they say whatever? Like whatever, if that means like I don't care, that's what he thinks. I don't care. Is it good or bad? Yeah. So, lulakur, that's very much. The second sentence for me is very much sounds like that. Lulakur means, you know, lulakur means like if you just let it pass with the wind. That's what lulakur means. See, the kinder means, you know, wanting to be happy in this life. The desire, you know, want to be. If you just let it, how you say, fly in the wind, fly with the wind or in the wind. How you say, if you let it just fly in the wind. That's called lung lakur. That's lung lakuna. Tenji ju means then you will reach ultimate happiness. You will achieve ultimate happiness. The last sentence. It is whatever, you know. it says if you don't care where you are, you never get lost. Right? So can we translate that sentence to something else? If you don't care, you never get lost. If you don't care where you are, you never get lost. Yeah. So then if you don't care, or like say you are going to go to vacation in Nepal, so excited, say I don't care, you know, whatever happens, I don't care. Probably you'll enjoy more. Then say, okay, food has to be this kind of particular food. So the place has to have hot shower, otherwise I'll go out of my mind. Or you have choice, or you go out of more life, you'll go out of your mind. If you not being flexible, if you want to hike to the Himalayan, you know, most of the hotels that you stop in, they say there's hot shower, but that's mainly imputed by mind. There is not hot shower, you know. So their version of hot shower, you cannot get in. So for them is hot shower, but for you is like a little bit better than ice cold. That's what hot shower means. So then, you know, then when it comes to the food, you know, so bed, the mattress, the blanket, you know, so then, you know, more you let it go, more you say, oh, I don't care, probably you will have better times. If you say every single thing, say, I really care, not just, you know, care very much, you know, care. So then end up arguing with all kinds of things. There's nothing they can do. So then for some tourists, they really, even like, you know, they kind of say, okay, the guide, the true guide or the porter who carries your luggage. So they end up blaming them. So they are the one who messed the weather. Poor guide, they have no power about the weather. So they have nowhere to express their anger. So then poor, you know, guide get blamed about the weather. There's nothing they can do. It's very obvious, everybody knows, but they, you know, somewhere to express their anger. Anyway, so they're being flexible. Because, why are they saying this? Like whatever, nothing. If the whatever that indicate that, yeah, that the I say saying like I don't care. No. Yeah, let it, probably better to say let it go. Something. It's all good. Yeah. So there's big difference. No, believe or not, people who are studying Buddhism, practicing Buddhism, because Richard is here. Richard and her daughter, Jim and her son, Donasi here, we all so went to Nepal together. So we went hiking. So the true, the portal, everybody says, this is the nicest group they ever met. I told them so that we are having issue with, you know, so fast you are so excited to go on the mountain. You are so excited. So when you get there now, you are so excited to get out of that mountain. So we are basically stuck there because of weather. You know, you can't see anything. The plane don't fly. You can't see anything. Plane don't fly. So, and what I told them, you know, so now everybody's kind of like stressing out, stress, particularly the guide. He's been doing this guide, you know, last 20 years. He's been dealing with all the tourists. Said what I said, you know, said, you don't need to worry about these people are very nice people. You don't need to worry about. So then at second, I thought, oh, maybe I should not say that. Maybe who knows, you know, maybe if there's one of them express some anger, so maybe I'll be embarrassed. So anyway, they said to me a couple of times, not just them, hotel, people who run the hotel, also them, everybody, you know, so that's like, I think that's at least an obvious benefit of, you know, working with your mind, you know, it has, you know, ripple of positive impact with all the people that you work with, you know, so they feel that, you know. All that. Dabache here, Dabache in Chok Mishaba, Dejung, Dabache, Dejung, fewer desire, Chokshe, contentment, Dejung, Chokshe. That's the practice, they say, Dejung, few desire, contentment is no key element to enjoying happier life, okay? In opposite, Dabache, opposite is no very strong desire and not being satisfied, you know, not being content. Mipemba tsowa hamche, pemba mitsowa dhanche, shela neba cheba, shini neba cheba juwa, tawa ngeche, yojina juwa sungzoche, lama kumana juwa, mitjena ya, socho su tetan gawa cheba juwa, jindu jindu buda, ngama nam yojina juwa shi. There are like three results that Lama Zong was going to explain. Among those three results, this is the worst one. Result similar to cause. This is the worst one. It's not just experiencing, but repeating. You know, there are two different types of consequences of every action. So every action, so it repeats itself. Oh. So now the third result, what is called? That's like, you know, experiencing, not just one individual, experiencing like as a group. Sometimes people, they say, okay, this is not a good way to say, you know, say this, oh, they deserve. There's totally misunderstanding of karma. That's no good. You know, nobody deserves suffering. Nobody deserves. Everybody deserves enlightenment. Why? Because everybody has Buddha natures. Everybody deserves enlightenment. Nobody deserves, no, nobody deserves suffering because enlightened beings, they have equal compassion towards all living beings, regardless whether you're Buddhist, not Buddhist, believer, not believer, atheist, no, whatever you are, whatever your culture is, long as you are sentient beings, called sentient beings, no, everybody equally deserve compassion, you know, enlightened compassion. Oh. So, everybody deserve equal respect. You know, Shantideva was, as I mentioned this before, probably some of you may remember, Shantideva was in his book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, he says, you know, Sinjananda Jawale, Sinjan is sentient beings, Jawam is enlightened beings. Since Sinjananda Jawale, Sanjay Chudra Jawalas, we are going to get enlightened. Depending on enlightened beings and also sentient beings. That's how we are going to get enlightened. That's the reality. Sinjananda Jawale, Sanjay Chudra Jawalas, Jalak, maybe Namdan Jawala. So we tend to show respect to enlightened beings, but not to the sentient beings. And Shantideva say, he don't understand that. That means they equally deserve respect. Not like one deserve more respect than another one. They are equally deserve all the respect. So reading that statement from Shantideva books, so each one of us, you always, all of you, deserve respect. Doesn't mean we demand, but no, we equally deserve respect. So if that's the case, everybody deserves something positive, something good. Nobody deserves sufferings. There's completely misunderstanding of karma, So then also need to be careful when you talk about karma. Need to be careful, how you, without emptiness, without having understanding of emptiness, we are not going to understand karma very well. So there's reason for that, So sometimes people, they just say about emptiness part and they just leave about, they say more about emptiness part and they say very little about karma part. Then that's become, then that's how the karma is misinterpreted. Okay. There's a word called Jinze Le Tong. Not just one particular person. We are, it will help, tremendously help your mind if you see everything is beautiful, wonderful, just perfect, just fine, just. So that's why, this whole mind training, like Thapar Ramjan, so that's why, there's no Vajrayana teachings. They say, this is not just ordinary environment, this is something like mandala, It's not just this, wherever you see, everything's like mandala. In that, that's all like, they're all divine beings, like something really special. That's called, then eventually you say Thapar Ramjan means you just see pure, that's all you see. You don't see any impure, you just see pure, that's all you see. That's the whole idea, to visualizing yourself as something, something beyond yourself, like some form of deity. This whole idea is to get rid of that, sense of ordinary beings, to get rid of that, okay? So now, Dr. Devata, the third one, what's called resolve?
Let's see. Well, then we go to virtuous actions and their effects.
No, the third result. Third one.
It's environmental effects.
Environmental, that's called WDF, environmental effects. So I'm not sure it's a good translation. This sounds like literally translations. The meaning, environmental result means that experience commonly. It's not just one person's. It's bigger, bigger. So, American history, like this is like 200 years of history of this country. So, other countries like Tibet, China, they have more longer histories. So sometimes, in the some village, now the recent probably example, like some part of Africa, people get AIDS, a lot of them die, all of a sudden one village, whole village become empty of people. So the medicines become not very effective, and whatever you do, everything become not like very effective, Organizing something that doesn't go very well, and then educating doesn't go very well. there's like whole group of people experiencing that. That's called, you know, Dabri Jebo. So, Jebali, Chineji, Jigdeji, Sadung, Da, Men, Da, Jebola, Soba, Tuchungwaje. Nyeba, the food doesn't have a lot of nutritious. The medicine don't become very effective. You know, Neva, that then Topchungwaje, Jukashi, so, and like, Ne, Jebe, Sinje, Paje, Tse, Maseba, Chiwanjuwaje, Majimalibere, Majimalibere. So, these are the Devu knew other, Devu Mitru, but then Devu Jua, then Devu Lung, Lung at temperature. So, right now, so, like, yeah, you know, here probably relatively much better compared to many other countries like India and Nepal. The whole government is very corrupted, very corrupt. Whole system is very corrupt, you know, because of that. In Nepal, you know, still like, I was there in 1999, so then I went back 2 years ago, same. There's no improvement at the road at all, there's still same. But government's like pumping a lot of money into that, but like the money never gets on the road. Like there's $100, they put $100, by the time it's, when it goes to the road, it's like only 50 cents, all the money's. When they reach the road, it's all finished. Only 50 cents, then what you can do? 50 cents, you know, you can't expect, like, good road. There's all money left, you know, everything's not like I say, people just, you know, use. So here it's not like that, but, you know, when you go to other country, you know, it's very corrupted. So now, so, from education point of view, there are so many things to blame. You know, maybe this government is not organized, or maybe this and that. So they are trying to organize best as they could, this best they can do, organize it. But still, people, you know. So then, when you're trying to, how you say, if you're reading like news about India, so you know, when they're trying to, how you say, pass a bill about anti-corruption bill within the parliament, they're representative, they are against, they are not supporting that, so they are not supporting. Because that means they are getting less money, so they are not willing to. And the consequence, the rest of the people, they are, you know, suffering. So, you know, so then it looks like it will never get passed, no matter what kind of things you do. You hunger strike till you are dead, you know, people, very little attention, you know, like that. So that means that there are people who are experiencing that kind of things, you know. A group of people, there's probably Dande also. So as I mentioned before, it's not like they deserve, but there's that kind of environment, you know, they are born in. So there's like common result, okay? So that's all. You can rest, you can probably read in Lamin book. So how we are doing? Okay. So far, nobody's head is falling down. That's a pretty good sign. All the time. So, so we are still on Sunday. This is Sunday, 11:40. So that means Wednesday. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 4 more days. What else here? So now, studying this here, this section of the Lamrim, with reason, not like say, actually, like people do good things, you know, out of faith, right? That's also wonderful, you know, because we need more people who do good things. We need more of those people, then the world will be better off. Doesn't matter based on if somebody's doing out of faith, no, that's better than doing nothing good. No. So, long term, it's better to do with solid reason, based on reason. That's much, you know, better. So, as I mentioned, we do what we can do, and we just pray, we just wish, good. Something good that not able to do now, just wish, just pray, Say bodhicitta, wonderful mind in this moment is so hard to develop that mind because, it's not easy, but so we can wish, So we do what we can do. So, if you can carry only 100 pounds, so that's not good to expect to carry you 250 pounds, more like it's going to break your back. So you should put a load that you can carry rather than you put a load you cannot carry. So there's no, they're saying in Tibetan. So we do what we can do. So the bottom line, even the studying karma, so need to hope for something good and plan for something good and think something good, not to worry. And as I mentioned last Wednesday, some question here about gossip. So there are so many things, we don't need to add up more things to worry about. So we need to think about what we can do. So it's not good to think always what we cannot do. Yeah, there are so many things we cannot do. What's the benefit of thinking about that? There are so many things that we cannot do. I cannot build car. If I keep thinking I cannot build car, what good comes out of that? So we need to study in karma, so we need to think what we can do. So then we do, So rather than what I cannot do. When it's come down to vow, when it's come down to anything, all the first thing that we think is, unfortunately, what I cannot do. So that's not a good start. Not talking about Lamrim, talking about everything, what I can do. Okay, so... so that's very good. So then, we should think what we can do rather than what we cannot. Any circumstance. Lama Atisha says, short 21 phrases, short one, 5-line 1. Lama Atisha said, 10,000 times a day. And he's mid 60 or early 70 in that age. He managed to say 10,000 times a day. I could think of that, but I cannot do. I cannot do 10,000 times a day. Doesn't mean I should not do anything. Should become inspiration rather than, competition. That's just an example. When I read Lama Atisha, then that's what it says. Lama Atisha said this 10,000 times a day. It is possible, but that every day I will go through some kind of sufferings because I am not doing 10,000 times a day. That's the truth. So then instead of rejoicing whatever number that I do, rejoicing that and kind of forgot to rejoice that, then focus more what I'm not doing. That's just an example, okay? So this every negative action, that has three different consequences, results. So means every action has reactions. Every action. So today, Kabilin, there's somebody needs anybody want to say something about this? Dr. Brown, you have some advice or some tips for about karma, about result?
Can you wait for the microphone?
Yeah, if you do, please share. You do, because from this class there will be many future teachers for the Kadamba centers. Yeah.
Testing.
or medical point of view, or maybe Dharma
anyway,
point of view.
What I was thinking was two things. One is, if you can't, there's a saying, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You ever heard that?
If you don't do the time?
If you can't do the time.
What that means?
Don't do the crime. In other words.
Yeah, last part I understood. First part.
If you can't do the time, in other words, like if you go to time in prison, like for killing somebody, you might spend your whole life in prison. Or stealing, you might spend 10 years in prison. So there's a saying, if you can't do the time,
yeah, makes sense.
Don't do the crime.
Mm.
And the other thing that comes to mind, too, just in terms of changing behavior, and this came up last week, I think some lady or someone said it was speaking about how negative it, you know, when they read about the hell realms, it seems so negative, and why should we be using fear as a motivator? But then, you know, you made the point that there's a healthy kind of fear, you know, the kind of fear that protects us, and then another kind of fear that's not healthy or not helpful.
Mm.
But I mean, what I was thinking in terms of behavior, though, is that we need a carrot and a stick in terms of changing behavior. This is another Americanism, I guess, or Western saying. The carrot would be the beneficial effects of making good choices or good behavior, and the stick would be the negative karmic effect of a destructive behavior. It's not enough. You know, it seems like we need both. We need to be aware of the beneficial effects of making good choices, but also aware of the negative effects of making bad choices. That seems to be this is my experience.
Yeah,
anyway, this is how to best change behavior.
What do you call this, carrot stick?
You have to have a carrot and a stick. The carrot is like a fruit, you know, something good, positive. Carrot, you know, like a little orange carrot, like something to eat is positive. The carrot is something positive, and the stick is something that hurts, right? So you have to have a carrot or something positive. That's the beneficial effects of good actions, and the stick is like the negative consequences of destructive actions. For example, you know, being harmed, going to the hell realms, and so forth.
Oh, that's what it means, carrot stick?
Yeah, you have to have a carrot and a stick.
Carrot and a stick.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. So I would say whatever. Yeah. Sorry, so that's not good. I will definitely learn from Dr. Brown. I will learn. Yeah, I'm always interesting, you know, so I will learn, yeah, definitely. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Brown. So if you want to say something, please do. So if not, then probably so I don't remember what time we are supposed to stop. 8:20. If you want to contribute, if there's time, you can contribute. Oh, you want to say something? So no pressure. We don't need pressures. Then, so then I will read a little bit, okay? I will read a little more. Or maybe what we can do, some Tonglen practice. I very much, you know, so I did last Wednesday, I very much liked it because there, you know, like, not here, but, you know, like, I will chant. So whoever can, you know, join. So then you just, you know, rest, you just meditate, okay, think to sending something positive, you know, or your positive quality, love, kindness, your prayer or wish. So the here, the object will be like, as a, you know, there's like different kind of problems people have. You know, some problems that people, you know, like problem with the money or food, easy to solve. You can just give them some money or buy food, you know, then they solve. There's another problem is in the mind. It's not just one. There's many. Very complex. Sounds very, very complicated. And when you see the young people, no, young, very, very young people, when you hear something like that from them, and then there's really nothing I can do. You know, there's not really nothing I can do. I just pray. And it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, to, as a, just to know that, you know, sounds like so much pain, so much confusion, pain, or like, that process going through, so, you know, feel like that if you can take that out right there, so you will, probably all of you, probably all of us, we will right there. But that's not how it works. So, and, so I didn't know, so then probably doing this, you know, group as a, always doing practices as a group, and there is more, become more powerful. So please think like that if you know someone. I would think, you know, something somebody I know. And if you know somebody, then please think of them, you know, like going through all this, you know, complication in their mind, you know. From outside, they look fine. They look perfectly fine. But when you talk to them, it's not fine, you know. It's not what you see from outside. It's like something really deep inside is very much disturbed. Disturbed? Very much, not just a little, very much disturbed. And then, you know, like, then blaming the religious institutions about all the problems, blaming parents, all of that is very, very complicated. So, anyway, so, if you know particularly, if you know someone, then please think about that. If you don't know, there's a lot of them in this country. You know, a lot of them, you know, so, and just, you know, wish them good, you know, so, like, whatever, like, medication they are taking become more effective and find the help they need sooner than later or send something positive thought. So, believe or not, as a group, you know, so it will definitely benefit, okay? Okay, so then I will chant. So, that's what we do. It's called giving and taking practice, okay? We will think about maybe 1 minute, we will think about that, so then I will chant, okay? Oh yeah, so then also, you know, particularly nowadays, people, all the people in Ukraine, a lot of complication there, a lot of, you know, anxiety, fear, so if you don't have any particular image in your mind, then please think about those, you know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. So then, you know, if you are saying some prayer at home, so I think it's always good to say some, like some they say, and here, you know, under the Tara statue, there's a piece of paper. There's all the people who need prayers. So their name is there. So I myself, you know, do prayers every day, particularly dedicated for all the people in this prayer list. So maybe you can do same, you know, say maybe, even like say a couple of money mat or money to me who, and just to think about, you know, those people who's going through so much difficulty in their mind. So, and as a group, you know, if you, I do, you do, everybody does a little bit, it will benefit them. It will benefit. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Oh, there are people who are watching online, so have a nice sleep. Good night. And I'm not sure whether you experience cold weather or not. We are experiencing cold weather here. And some warm weather.